Hello?
Hi, Bruce. This is Stephanie from Local Splash. I apologize for calling you right back.
That's fine.
All right. So as I mentioned a while ago, I was checking with regards the upcoming billing, and I just got a confirmation that we will be covering or we will be applying a credit on the local SEO for both profiles. Which means that the only upcoming billing for March 8th will be $58, and that's for the website hosting.
Okay.
All right. And then also in regards to live video verification, just want to provide a reminder. Although this may be something that you already know, but in regards to live video verification, Google Representative may ask for you to show the car that you use for the business and make sure it's working, if any equipment that you use, as well as any business documents that you have for the business.
Okay, sounds good. The
All
lease
right.
and business card, we got that with the address on it. We'll have the tools and everything, and we're fine.
Wonderful. Awesome. Yes, and that should work, and that should all be the reason for my call back today. I'll definitely talk to you tomorrow in regards to live video verification. Is there anything maybe for now that I can assist before I let you go?
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hold on. I saw something come in. Google Business Profile actually requires submit a new. What? Your verification CS. Something here has been ran. Is that Cox? Just a second, ma'am.
Okay, sure.
I was getting ready to go to the bathroom over there. I changed my mind. Splash on the form again.
I'm going to submit a new Google profile for counselor. I think so. Let me read it before I say it.
Wonder what's up with them, because, I mean, we've given them everything they asked for. They asked for a business card, they asked for a lease card. Business name not shown on the storefront. Help her out.
Hey, man, I'm fighting.
All right, we'll figure out what they're saying, because we'll deal with that one and try to get it down. But yes, let's go ahead on getting that thing you verified, and I'll deal with this and get this other one right, okay?
All right, definitely. Please let us know should you need assistance in regards to Fox Handyman Google Business Profile, okay?
All right, all right. Hold on, baby. What did you just say, ma'am? I couldn't hear you.
Should you need assistance regarding the verification for Cox Handyman, or if there's a need for a live video verification?
Didn't say in the, first, the only problem is the answer for stuff they didn't say in the first video. You know, they coming up, they said get a business card at first we got. We had one, but it didn't have the address on it. So we got a new business card printed. We got a lease that's a bona fide. We took and videoed the equipment. Show surrounding areas such as street signs. We did that, but we'll do it again. Business name not shown on storefront. You did not show that you authorized to respect this business. What are they talking about? A lot. Interest. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What are they asking for, Jason?
They're asking for a picture on the storefront. They're asking you to operate a cash register or something Yeah, they're asking all kinds of stuff they never asked before.
Ma'am, we do debit card payments at people's houses.
What the hell?
Do you want us to request a live video verification for Cox Handyman
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, we get a live you can, but ma'am,
it's already saying submit a live verification.
Yeah, but before we get there, we got to talk about this because some of this is out a little bit out there because trying to get her quiet while I deal with this. This is our live system, so you need to go to work and get an overdrive, okay? I gave it to you. So they're asking for, what are they saying right there? Just do that slow. That's one, not two. Just that one. The one at the bottom.
It says, you didn't show that you're authorized to represent this business. Unlock interest, operate cash register, or enter staff-only areas.
See, the last one that was failed, they didn't say all of that. This is extra. Because if they had said that, we may would have had it there. We don't run a cash register at our business.
Uh-huh.
We're doing more sales out at people's houses and using. Now, if they wanted to get some type of proof, the only thing we could do is give them my what's that account that we do?
Square
account where we're debiting.
They
want
to see us operate with.
Well, that's about the only way we can do it because we get paid at people's houses. We don't get, you know, everything is online. Like, either they'll pay us through a Google link or they pay us through a debit card. You know, that's how they're paying us. They're not paying us through, they don't come to our business. All of our business is done really out in the public. Now, we
small business.
But we use that as an address to have a place to operate from, maybe take a few calls. Our tools are there, and that's it. Now, this other one says business name not shown on storefront. Now, I mean, easily could put a sign up there talking about Cox Handyman Service. That's no problem. Show around surrounding areas such as streets and signs. Neighborhood business location. I mean, we Jasmine went up there and took pictures of the front sign. We showed them a copy of the lease. We need to be included.
And when you did the verification for Cox Handyman, were you on the address showing on
your that's a known that they wanted you with Google location finder. So yes, we was at their address.
Okay.
And the original one wasn't asking for this. It was asking for something else. It said the business card we had was not valid. They wanted a business card with the address on. We have that. They wanted to see our tools on our truck. We have that. And everything else they asked for, because we did a checkoff list. We have a lease, signed lease by the landlord. It's really a landlord there in Pensacola. So this is new stuff. Me putting a sign up there is no problem. I don't think that it's really necessary, but that's they call because we're doing more business out in the street. We're not doing business at that location like that. That's a place to store our tools. You know, that's somewhere where our tools are stored, and we may have a place for to take emails or stuff like not emails, but you know, faxes or whatever. It's just like a general place to a station to get loaded up and unloaded. It's not like
like a storefront.
Yes, yeah, not. They got the wrong mindset on it. They're going the wrong way on that. Mm-hmm. That's okay. And then they want to see us operate a cash register. We do business on above board, so we have I don't mind getting a picture of how we do business, because we get paid 90% of our payments is with debit cards. We did $20,000 worth of business, I think, last month or more, that we have, you know, a record of that they send it to us.
the link on Square with debit card payments and stuff like that there. So I have to sit down and see which way to come at this.
Okay.
I think you always try to obey somebody that's getting ready to let you through. This sign, business name not shown. All right, so we need a sign up there. Then show surrounding areas such as street signs or neighborhood businesses. So we got to walk through there and find other businesses in the area, huh? You did not show that you're authorized to report this business, unlock interest, open cash register, or enter staff only area. I have never even heard nothing like that one before. Have you?
Well, they may have mistaken it as a storefront business since they're requesting for such information or such documentation.
Okay. We, if somebody can help me with them, it'll be good. But I don't need this one messed up any more than it is because I need to get this one business in here rolling. I don't mind getting everything they're asking for. It'll take a little time. I mean, there's nothing wrong with putting a sign up saying my business with my name on it. And it's nothing wrong with us giving them a copy of how we do business. We use debit cards. And it's done at the customer's house. This is a customers don't come there where we're at. We go to them. We get calls and they call us out. And we go to their residences. They go to their offices and we give them prices. And then if we get a contract, we get paid there on site. So that's one of them. I don't know how to put together, because the truth is about the truth. The customers, I mean, we just got paid $10,000-$15,000 from one customer last month on something, and we got record of it. So we're not lost. We ain't been getting paid in cash.
Right.
All of our customers have been paying us on either Zelle, and they all go through that one channel to clear. Or either Zelle or credit card or debit card. So I'll look at it when I sat down. I thought, sure, this was a pass through. Now I got to go back and get on that. I mean, if your team can do, the secret is the more we fool with them, the worse they're getting. I believe if it had been done right first, they let Nathaniel through without all this. We were renting a space in the yard from this last man, and they said this was really a residence that we use. So what I need to do is, why don't you pull it up, look at it, see what you can figure out, or what y'all can figure out about it, Cox. And I can send you a copy of a picture of our transactions last month on Square. It's whatever I need to upload so we can get that to them. If I have to upload it, we'll be fine.
Well, the verification that they are requesting to get your Google Business Profile up is actually a business video. So that means that there will be a need for you to record a video showing all of those that they are requesting.
Yeah, we did that last time. This is our second, third. Well, we got Cox going here. We had to verify it, remember?
Uh-huh. Right. Should we go ahead and request for a live video verification as well for Cox?
That way, it says at the bottom, submit a new video.
Right.
what we need to be doing is trying, what you guys need to be doing is trying to, if they allow you to explain to them, when they say, did you show that you authorized to reset this business, mm-hmm. unlock interest, operate cash registers, or safe only area?
Right. So, but technically, in regards to the email that they sent you, they're asking mm-hmm. you to record another video showing all those that they mentioned on that email. They may have mistaken your business as a storefront, or they may have mistaken you having a storefront, which is the reason why they're asking for those documentation. Now, for live video verification, we're going to be able to have a live Google representative on the line, or technically on a meet. And once the meet gets started, the representative will be able to talk to you in regards to your business and confirm if you are having a storefront or if it's a business where you go to your clients. And that way it will be a clear communication with Google as well.
Yeah, you take over and get it where we can, because I would love, you know, everything is right there on the line, and if you cross mm-hmm. the line a bit, you can't explain. We don't mind showing that we're doing business, because we are. We have payments to show how we get paid and show that we're actually doing it from a business standpoint. We have mm-hmm. contracts with people that's in Florida, okay, mm-hmm. and Pensacola. So I think that would help. What you just said, I believe, would bring it home. Till then, I wouldn't request that tomorrow, but what I would request, I would try to get that done next week. That'll give me time to get a sign made, because that's a checkoff. A sign is real simple.
Okay. All right, just let us know when to have it requested from Google, and we'll then go ahead and request a live.
Well, what I'll do, if y'all can request it, but like I say, let's communicate. So if you know Monday you can go and request it, that means I have the sign up. I have everything in place for them mm-hmm. so that when they are up there live, they can see some of what they asked for. They asked for a sign. It's not hard to put a sign up.
All right. All right. So
it's not
I'll
hard to get my paperwork to show how I'm doing business and where we're getting paid, so they'll understand this is a location for tools and for us to come do business here, but we're mostly using phones. Any transactions is done at the customer's houses, because we mm-hmm. serve people at their homes. They don't come there. We're not having anybody come there. We meet them at the house so we can look at the jobs and go over it and then do the jobs. Okay. So I'll talk to you about this. Hopefully we could use the same agent at Splash so we won't be confusing to them. I'll talk to you about this Monday, and we'll be able to give you guys a release. I'm talking about next Monday. That'll give me time to get set up, because I know what they want. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying if I can have some of it checked off anyhow, then that'll be a check from the jump. There's my sign sitting there. There's my everything I need. Okay?
All right, definitely. So, but for now,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
For now, I just wanted to confirm. For now, we're going to go ahead and start requesting for a live video verification. That way, should it be available within this week, you'll be able to have everything ready probably by the next week or Monday, and then we can start it from there, right?
Yeah, that's Cox, though. Nathaniel, we're doing tomorrow morning. Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah, that gives me time, because if I need it and they're asking for it, I like what you're saying. You're saying that you're able to get a live representative on the phone. Okay?
Right. Yes.
That would probably work better, because they can ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they do, but if they do, we can explain. you know, and then send proof of debit card payments. They're not necessarily coming there doing a debit card payment because they have me to come out and give a free estimate, look at the job, and if they accept it, it's all done at the customer's house. That is a location for tools.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
All
right.
Right. So what we'll do, I got a link. That's the link we need to call in the morning, link after we talk to you guys, we need to call that link just with Google for me.
Well, I can help you with setting up the live video verification.
So we'll just call you. You call us at 9. That's what we'll do.
All right.
All right. Thank you. And
remember, Monday we'll
know about how we're going to proceed. Should be able to do it Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. I've got to do some stuff and set that sign up, and then we'll be ready, okay? All right.
Definitely. I'll have a routine request for a live video verification for Cox as well.
All right. But I want it done after.
You have everything ready.
No, it's done Tuesday or Wednesday
mm-hmm.
or something like that. It'll be fine. Of next week. This is where we can't mess up because I got to time with my customers. I got to go there and set some stuff up so we can give these people what they want and get them behind us.
Right.
One thing I'm good at is giving somebody what they want. I get them pleased so they'll check it off. And I'll set it up where they accept it. Now that I know what they want. Okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
That's a good
you
idea
so
on that live video. That live thing is good. I like what you're saying so we can talk to them and show them what we're doing and they'll be able to understand. All right. Talk to you tomorrow, Carlos. Thanks.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.